So you would have heard that story yesterday about that shooting outside a mosque in Midrand. A 9-year-old boy was killed. A really, really tragic story here. A woman was fetching her son and her 13-year-old daughter from school when men opened fire. Several shots fired at them and their vehicle. The 13-year-old daughter was unharmed. The woman was wounded in the shooting. So have a listen now to the police, Captain Mavela Masondo, giving us an update on that matter.
Police mobilized maximum resources to hunt down suspects following a shooting incident in Midrand where boys succumbed to injuries. Police are searching for two suspects after a woman and two of her children were shot at while driving in Midrand on Tuesday, the 16th of August, at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The 41-year-old mother and her 9-year-old son were taken to medical care center after sustaining gunshot wounds. The son succumbed to injuries while the mother is in critical condition. The 13-year-old girl escaped unharmed. It is reported that the mother had just picked up her children from school when they were accosted by two men who shot at them. The two suspects then jumped into a car that was parked nearby and sped off. The motive for the shooting cannot be confirmed at this stage. A case of murder and attempted murder has been opened for investigation. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in the investigation or assist in the apprehension of suspects to please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop on 08600 10111.
Captain Mavela Masondo there giving us an update on just a really, really tragic story yesterday, that shooting in Midrand in which a boy was killed, a 9-year-old boy. We are also going to speak to our reporter shortly in Cape Town about the kidnapping of a grade R pupil in Kensington in Cape Town this morning. We'll bring that to you in a couple of minutes.
Cape Talk, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
The Commissioner of the National Lotteries Commission, the NLC, has resigned with immediate effect, according to reports, just weeks before her term expires at the end of September. Thabang Mampane served 10 years as Commissioner, the Chief Executive Officer of the NLC. And remember, of course, we spoke a couple of weeks ago to Raymond Joseph, who did this reporting for Ground Up. So we had this big expose about the house in upmarket Pekinwood Estate near Hartbeespoort Dam, which was registered in the name of a trust in which Mampane and her husband Samuel are both trustees. So we had that big expose. A couple of weeks later, we're now seeing the resignation. So Ground Up investigative reporter Raymond Joseph joins us now. Raymond, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What do we know about this resignation?
So mainly what happened is a couple of weeks back, probably about 2-3 weeks back, Mrs. Mampane was called in by the SIU. She attended the SIU with her attorney. And she was questioned about this house. I didn't know about that yet. And I'd been working on the story about the house for some time after I got a tip-off last year. And Jen, coincidentally, my story came out. On the day the story came out, she arrived at work, saw the story, left, and never went back again.
What, she just like walked out and never went back into her office again after your reporting?
She said she was going on leave, suggested there was an illness in the family, but she never went back to work again. She then sent a letter, as I understand, to the minister's office on the 15th, resigning with immediate effect. It's the point about the resignation is it's only 6 weeks until her term in office ends. There was talk of a disciplinary inquiry, but to be quite honest with you, to launch the disciplinary inquiry, hear it, and then come to a judgment in 6 weeks, her lawyers could have stretched it out. My best guess is either the resignation is for strategic reasons to do with pension Provident Fund, possibly. Or maybe she's a deeply religious person and she's always talking about honesty and religion. And it's just possible that she was just too embarrassed to face her colleagues anymore.
That's a possibility. So Ray, just for people that may not have been following the story throughout, remind us about what you found relating to this house in Pecanwood.
So what had happened is a school in Limpopo in 2015, 2016, there were quite violent demonstrations about the incorporation of several municipalities into a single one. Something like 15, 20 schools were damaged. A particular school called Fufumadi High was actually razed to the ground. The lottery then gave 28.5 million rand to rebuild the school. It went via an NPO that was dormant, non-compliant, and run by a boxing promoter. What we subsequently discovered is soon after that money was paid out, money was paid to a number of different sources that had absolutely nothing to do with the school, including money was paid 3.6 million and then about a quarter million more. What was paid to Upbrand Properties, which at that stage was being run by the brother of the chief operating officer of the lottery, Philemon Letwaba. His brother was running it. They in turn paid on money to transferring attorneys. 3.6 million, the house got no bond, so it was paid in cash. And the other quarter million was paid to the transferring attorneys. And around December 2016, which is probably about two and a half months after the payment to the NPO, the house was transferred into the name of the trust. Not only are they trustees, but both of them and their two adult children are also beneficiaries, which is very important. You know, a trustee doesn't necessarily have to be a beneficiary.
Right. So Ray, are you fairly convinced that your reporting, of course, triggered this resignation, saying that it was the same day? And, of course, that's so important to acknowledge when you have good investigative journalism like this and there is some kind of reaction.
Well, Mandy, look, all I can guess is after she was called in by the SIU, a matter of weeks passed. It was only after that thing became, after I wrote about it and went public with it. I don't say for a fact it was, but the timing is too coincidental not to be the reason, to be honest.
Well, Ray, thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you've been doing on this. Raymond Joseph, a ground-up investigative reporter there, telling us about the reports of the Commissioner of the National Lotteries Commission resigning with immediate effect. That's Thabang Charlotte Mampane, and it's well worth going to read that report, the initial one, from Ray Joseph on Ground-Up's website about that house in Pecanwood Estate and the money that was supposed to go to a Limpopo school that was raised by fire during a protest, instead went to pay for her luxury home in a golf estate.